The Shadow Traps. Please dislocate your mind. A short interim episode. These podcasts are coming out farther and farther apart. Not only can they be heavy going, but they are delayed and intermittent as well. To those still with us, I salute you. Episode 40 has taken a while to produce, but it's now on the horizon. It's taken a long time to produce, in large part down to my own uselessness, and also in part because of so many other things impeding its progress. One of those things, strangely, has been the terrible invasion of Ukraine. I was there in 2016 filming part of a documentary which we are now trying to complete as quickly as possible. As regards the documentary, some of the issues we are having to deal with are unexpected. For instance, if we were to show the finished film, would it risk endangering the safety of the Ukrainians who appear in it? If not now, then at any point in the future. Whose permission, whose blessings, whose reassurances do we need to proceed, legally, morally? The whole process is just one big reminder that film is never just film. And that's a useful thing to remember as we tell the story of Louis Le Prince too. In fact, we should go further and ask a seemingly stupid question. What exactly was Le Prince trying to do? Well, capture movement and play it back, of course. But why, and to what end, and more importantly, what did he think he had that was better or at least different from the other scientists, photographers and engineers who were working at the same time? And the question is pertinent because, as we'll see next episode, those other pioneers seem to be streets ahead of him, not just in terms of results, but in terms of resources, finance, reputation and support. But Le Prince kept at it. The question we might ask is how on earth did he think he could compete? But perhaps that's not quite the right question. Perhaps he didn't think he was competing. Historiography is the study of the study of history. It looks at how history is written down and examines the ways that a myriad different perspectives can illuminate and distort its telling. The history of film often falls prey to a distortion of narrative through the gravitational pull of a known endpoint. The idea that we know what film is, a questionable presumption in itself, creates the impression that to get to it, there was an inherent understanding on the part of the first pioneers of where it was they were trying to get to. There are assumptions on our part about direction of travel. How we got from there to here becomes hazy if we don't know what there and here actually are. So if you want to prepare for next episode, dislocate your brain and try to see things from a 19th century point of view. And when you think you have that, get ready to be even more specific and try and see it from Le Prince's point of view. Thank you for your patience. Episode 40 won't be too long. If you'd like to know more about the Shadow Traps or to support it in any way, please visit the Patreon page at www.patreon.com/theshadowtraps. Thank you very much for listening.